ever hear of the tragedy of the Star Wars guys, the dumb? I thought not. It's not a podcast your friends would tell you about.
It's not a podcast that you would share.
The Star Wars guys were so dumb.
Palpatine's
playing to the crowd. I said they were so dumb.
How dumb were they? Welcome back to the Star Wars Guys podcast. As always, we are your hosts. We got Mike.
Hello there.
We got myself, Nate. Hello there. And you know him well, Uncle.
Hello there.
One quarter.
Welcome back. Hey, we got another fun one for you guys. Star Wars ranked.
Star Wars ranked.
Not just the things you see on Twitter, like every day of here's my current Star Wars movie ranking. No, we're going in deep. We're talking all different things, all different categories.
And we might get to Star Wars.
We might get to that, but we're gonna have some more stuff. It could be Star Wars logos. It could be Star Wars alien species. It could be Star Wars planets, lightsabers, whatever. We're gonna dive into it.
Favorite Star Wars sand planet.
Oh yeah, that. Yes.
Don't be very specific.
That's true. That's true. But yeah, so if you're tuning in live, first off, thanks for being here. Don't forget to like the video and participate. Let us know what you want us to rank, because we will go for it. We will rank it.
And we're spot.
We will.
And we are tech today. We're switching cameras.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
One.
Two.
A three.
And a four.
And a four. I should have had a
Tootsie Pop at the end. And
a three.
Meanwhile, on camera four.
Meanwhile, on camera four. Yeah, so we're upgrading. Uncle's upgrading.
Hey.
Upgrading us.
Yeah.
So.
First, we added lights.
Lights.
Big dead.
Yep. Camera.
Action.
And now we just need action.
Cameras.
Yeah.
Little switcher. Yeah, we're getting down to it. But yeah, Star Wars ranked. Mike came up with a list of a lot of different stuff to get us started. Do you have one in particular that you
want to
kick it off
with? We are open to chat participation as well. So the idea, like you talked about, the idea when I was thinking about this earlier and kind of suggested it to the group was there are so many things, both more kind of, none of it's serious, but I was going to say there's more like, what you think of ranking things, like you talked about with like movies and stuff, where it's like, oh, I'm really passionate about this. Here's my personal favorite movie list, maybe, of Star Wars. But then there's also some things, like we talked about, that might just be as simple as, all right, you're ranking your top five favorite alien species in Star Wars, or like your favorite character designs,
right.
Those types of things. Or,
yep.
You know, then you could have some that are. Yeah. Favorite Jedi, favorite villains. I've got some more on the list, but that's just a little teaser of some stuff that we can get to.
Sweet.
So,
we got Joe in the chat. Joe, J-Man, what's going on?
J-Man.
He says, hey, yo, the cameras, love to see it. Hey, love it. We love it. We got some ideas for you, too.
Yeah,
so
hang on.
Be ready, because we got some ideas coming out Joe's way that he doesn't know about yet.
surprise.
We're building his producer booth right off camera.
That's right.
It's under construction.
That's right. But yeah, Joe, thanks for tuning in, and if you got anything specific you want us to rank, let us know. We'll dive into it.
So some can be silly, goofy stuff, some are a little more whatever. We're excited.
Yeah.
We ready to go?
If only we had all 50-something of your shirts, and we did a total
ranking
of Star Wars shirts.
Mike's Star Wars shirts.
And we do quick changes, and you go out and change
them. I like it.
He has to do the walk.
Yep. We'll do one of those, like, you put me in, like, the little tunnel thing where they do that, and you shake it, and then it's... I'm now a quick change expert.
What we have to build is the Taylor Swift thing where we can just dive off of the... Did you see that?
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
She
would dive into the stage and disappear.
Mm-hmm.
And then she actually was in like a vendor cart, and they were driving her around through the auditorium in this cart. And then she appears on the other side.
This has our podcast written all over it.
Absolutely.
Taylor Swift?
Yeah.
I called
Taylor
Swift.
That's usually what I look for ideas for our Star Wars podcast.
Diving into a stage.
Yeah.
Or Taylor Swift.
How do you think I got this one I actually got from Taylor? Favorite Force powers. She said, rank your favorite Force powers.
She did. Yeah. She did say that.
So, yeah.
All right.
It's a love story, and baby, just say yes. Let's do it. All right.
Teardrops on my lightsaber.
Let's start with, I think this is a, some of these might even take a second to like think of, but
Yeah, kick us off with
that. I think what we can do on some of these is suggest, like, so we know what's on the table. If we pick a category, let's throw some things out there, and then we can rank them if we want. Or you can just okay. be
yeah,
like,
I
oh,
like
here's
it.
My... All
right. I like
so,
it.
The reason I say that is here's a fun one to start off.
A little bit, yeah.
Here's
yeah.
a fun one to start off. Ready?
Start us off.
Favorites? Star Wars plot twists slash
Ooh.
Surprises.
Oh, man.
So, yeah. There's,
oh, yeah.
You have some of the iconic, obvious ones.
I got a few just
You've got,
You ready?
Yeah, I got some.
I got my.
So, how is this where we throw them out first and then we'll rank them?
Which or are one? You just going to be like, here's... My top
sure.
three, here's top five.
What if we throw out five and then we rank them? And then if
like
there's
it.
One that's like, oh, get that out. We'll
yeah,
get
yeah,
another
yeah.
one.
I like
okay?
it. I mean,
yeah.
it's good.
I like it.
Nate, what'd you have?
I'll say Snoke's death.
Oh, that's a good one.
Snoke's death. Didn't see it coming.
Didn't see it coming.
And when it happened, I was like, it's gone.
Yeah.
And I loved it.
I think Rian Johnson might be the top five.
The,
could be.
Yeah.
Okay, mine is going to be when we think Ben has turned.
Yep.
Yes, that is
yep.
such.
Same scene.
But he hasn't. Same.
Yeah, that
same
whole
scene.
Thing. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
That completely got me in the theater.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
When they turned back to back,
music.
I sat there going, they're actually doing
this.
They're
fighting
wow.
together.
And then they're still holding
my,
on.
My first
so
thought
twist
was they're not
when
doing this in the second movie.
Right.
There's still another one coming. They're doing He's turning in this movie?
Let me clarify. The twist is that he didn't turn.
Exactly.
It was after. You're
yeah.
still holding on.
That's
yeah.
the where they faked us out. Is you think that because
Quick, Ben,
they're fighting together,
the
they're now on this. They're on the same side, and they're not.
They're not.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
And she's fooled by it, too.
Right.
That's what's beautiful. She is the audience. She is with us.
Right.
She finds out the same
right.
time we do. She's like, no, don't go this way. Don't go this way. And then you find out, oh, no. He's
yes.
right.
It's just what he's against.
Are we going to – go ahead. I got one that's –
I say we have the obviously like the Hall of Fame
elephant in the room.
Yeah.
You have the I'm Your Father.
Yeah.
That is that's our when we talked about Star Wars battle sequence. That's your trench run. That's your we did a ranking a year or two ago maybe of like important people who are important to Star Wars. Like, well, you take George Lucas out of it, put John Williams there too because it's like those are and then we started ranking like
right. Take
so,
out, I'm Your Father.
I've got, I also have.
That's the,
I also have
that's the Will Chamberlain rule. Is it the Will Chamberlain
yeah,
rule?
Is.
That's the Will
it
Chamberlain
is.
Rule.
Maybe not. That should be.
The to keep the same theme, even though we'll have more, we'll have some that are not The Last Jedi, I think. I am going to go Last Jedi one more time.
Oh.
And am going on Crate.
I was going to say Force Ghost.
Luke,
or
Force,
the Force
Ghost,
Projection.
Force
oh
Projection.
My goodness.
Yeah, that got me too.
That is one of the reasons why. That movie, I remember with me even just trying to wrap my mind about what I'd seen. I remember walking out going, well, one of the reasons I know for sure, I don't know where it fits on my ranking in the moment. Like, that's how I felt walking out. I was like, it has like five that I'm like, oh, that's an all-time Star Wars moment. That's an all-time Star Wars moment. That's an all-time where there's some other
yeah.
movies that maybe I think like Solo is great throughout. But I don't know if it has the highs of like a moment that I'm like, that's one moment I always go back to
right.
as much.
Right.
Where like Rogue One has the Vader scene.
Hallway
that's a pretty
scene.
Exciting
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
So yeah.
We could rank hallway scenes.
Ooh.
Now that we got
scenes.
Luke.
So
the Luke coming down.
This is, I should be clear too, this is not just movies. This is Star Wars. This can be television as well.
Yeah.
The reason I say that is there's a couple other we can.
Oh.
Well, I just threw it out there.
I don't know
why
I didn't even
go.
Think about that, but I've got a couple there too.
I like it.
You got some more? By throwing some out before we start ranking them.
I'm trying to think through like the different eras. So if there's like a prequel one, I'm trying to think of twists.
I put twists slash surprises. It's hard because there are big moments that you might have. I mean, maybe seeing in the moment actually. I got one. Vader's redemption.
Yeah.
Vader throwing Vader actually
yeah.
looking and then actually throwing the Emperor
yep.
off
yeah.
wasn't like going into that scene. Everyone was like, "Oh, Darth Vader's going to be redeemed."
Yeah,
like it
yeah.
was like at this point because we hadn't even met the Emperor yet. Really going into Return of the Jedi, we didn't know much about him. It was like Vader is the epitome of evil in our Star Wars. So
yeah,
he's the big villain.
Yep.
It was can Luke destroy Vader?
Yeah,
it was always the
right.
question.
Who's going to win?
And then it was, and then when that happens, you're like, "What?"
Hmm.
Yeah. Could we throw in, was it a surprise to anybody that Han Solo comes flying in and saves the day in episode 4.
Yeah, I think that's a good one. Yeah, like, for sure. He had just left.
Clear, kid. Let's blow this thing.
Oh, yeah. Does Luke showing definitely up in Mando count?
That's why I would say
none of us really, at least on this podcast, saw that.
No, that was that one of the things I thought I had in mind when I was thinking of this list.
It's kind of one of those things that it starts happening and you realize what's happening. And you're like, no way.
What could one X-Wing fighter do?
The fact that that's our reaction when we watched it, because I remember us watching it.
You just see one X-Wing. You're like, what?
Great. One X-Wing? We're like,
what?
No way.
Yeah, I think that's up there. Is that 5? We got a handful there. Are there any from the prequels?
Do you want to consider?
Yeah, get some more.
I thought it was a huge surprise the way the Obi-Wan Darth Maul.
Oh yeah.
Fight went.
Yeah.
It did not.
True.
No, that's a surprise for sure.
That was.
That was a
even bigger surprise. He came back.
Came right. Spider legs. Put those up.
He survived.
Spider legs.
No, that's definitely a big one. Cutting in half. We've never seen that before.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Never seen that before. That was pretty crazy.
True.
I mean, you've got... There's a couple that are really...
Is there a clear winner? I would think I don't know. But for the sheer size of it and the seems like the will... The number one line is, I am your father.
I am your father.
Right?
That's like for pop sure culture surprises of all time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say for me...
David Prowse gave it away on TV.
For me,
because I knew
more about that as I grew up just through the prequels and already kind of knew that, I never had it or experienced the big, like...
You didn't.
Oh.
I never experienced the, like, watching it, understanding always all of Star Wars at an age where I was like, what? That's his father?
How could that be?
Because I knew about that, just I always knew about it growing up.
Yeah.
So for me, I think the next thing, biggest thing, as far as like recently, I would say, is the Luke showing up in Mando. Partly because
it
being a TV show and stuff, I just was another reason as to why I didn't think that was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But then when it did, we're like, oh man! So and it made the most sense. Like it made sense. But as far as just shocked while watching something, I think that was one of the most shocking things.
I agree.
I got one. This is not even from a particular movie. It's from a trailer.
Palpatine? Return?
No one's ever really gone. It's his laugh. I remember watching...
Going,
oh,
what?
Yeah.
Palpatine
that
is
trailer
back?
Trailer
and then
got...
he walks out and does Roll It Again to confirm that that was, in fact, Ian McDermott that we heard.
Mm-hmm.
True.
That was pretty shocking.
That's true.
I remember watching
that
over
one
and over. What about Ray Palpatine? That's
oh, yeah,
in the theater.
Yeah.
It's hard. I
agree
think
with that.
The, especially maybe it's difficult maybe with Rise of Skywalker as much as I really like that movie, that I think we had gotten to a time in fandom where so many people are speculating for years who her parents are, that it was kind of like Ryan answered it, but then we kind of went in and we're wondering like, is JJ going to give a little further explanation or is
mm-hmm.
there going to be
yeah.
And then when Ben starts hinting at it. In my mind, I just started thinking like, "So is it Kenobi or is it Palpatine? Is it Kenobi?" And so, it wasn't as big of a shock to me. It was kind of like, "Oh wow, they actually did this. Like,
they actually ended up doing it.
They actually did
yeah.
something
right.
that I was like that."
A lot of people speculated from the first movie.
Yeah,
yeah.
So
yeah,
the British accent.
I know.
Yeah. John Boyega has a British accent, and he didn't as
get it out
in the movie.
Yeah, well, that's because you ain't gonna Disney Plus it, mate.
Please Disney now. Bless me, Mike.
Please.
Any major ones we're missing?
More prequel stuff? Any more?
Han's death? I mean,
yeah.
Yeah.
If Ryan DeBerkey hadn't spoiled that for me already, then I would have been shocked.
True.
I'm sitting there from the opening
That's
credits
the most
going,
tragic.
I hope
yeah.
for your sake, Ryan. I'm looking into this camera, every camera.
Not Johnson.
Camera, that
so
camera.
I hope that this is not Ryan Johnson.
Yeah.
This is my friend Ryan who told me that.
Man. Yeah.
I mean,
do we want to rank some of these?
Maybe when Anakin actually, we see it coming, but when Anakin actually cuts off Mace's arm, it's the point of no return,
mm-hmm.
at least for
That's
that.
That's true.
Like, he actually, once he
like
finally
we obviously
does
knew he's
it,
Vader, but.
It was still just shocking of, wow, it's we finally gotten here. He actually,
yeah.
in that moment, he becomes fully Vader. But again, not shocked like this is a Kaiser Soze moment that I didn't know. Whoa, I didn't see that coming.
where the limp disappeared.
I didn't see Yoda fighting Palpatine in the Yoda fighting Palpatine throwing cylinders at each other.
Right.
That's more of I didn't predict that than it was like, wow.
Wow.
And,
true.
Man.
Okay. So doing this live, we're gonna miss some.
Oh, here's the last one.
If you're not watching live in the chat later in the comments, please put your thoughts.
Here's the last one that I think just as an all-timer would be Luke and Leia's brother-sister. Which I will point out as a defender of some of the sequels. I think it is funny that somehow Palpatine returned, which is not my favorite line. I've said that from the beginning. But that gets so much hate where Leia goes, I've known. Somehow I've always known. The previous movie, you were kissing him. Like, if you always knew,
exactly.
You didn't even have
always
to say that
knew.
Those words. You should say, like, yes, like, I don't know. Like, there was always something I couldn't figure it out. And, like, now I figure. But if you say, somehow I always knew. If I was Luke, I'd be like, I didn't know.
Right.
Why did you tell me? What was that about?
Back to the Future nailed how you handle that. I was like, kissing my brother.
Yes, exactly.
That's true.
Exactly. That was great.
Yeah.
So, yeah, those are...
All right, I want to try to put five of these up top. And
let's do it.
Why am I sounding like put five of these
put
up? And,
do we want Vader?
There. Get some hate flowing.
I'm your father.
I think that's number one.
Yep.
Yeah,
I would agree with you that Luke coming out
Luke
on Mando.
On Mando's
yes, that was massive.
I do think the Kylo, the whole throne, we can put all that together, I guess. But
we could do throne room because there's multiple.
Yes,
throne room.
Yeah.
There's just multiple in that moment.
True. I think that's up there.
I would
say that's
three.
Is that higher than Luke on Crait as not being there?
Oh, that's got to be in there too.
I don't know.
I would say that might be.
Oh, Luke
too.
On Crait.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh.
Luke on Crait, force projecting. He's talking. He's doing the whole fake fight with.
I think that was
they're gunning
more,
him down.
That might
that
be
was
higher.
More shocking
I think that was more shocking
because
it was something we had never seen before.
That was more. I would have that higher than throne room, I think.
I think.
Then. When I say throne room, I mean
I
like Kylo throne
more
room.
Surprising.
Snoke throne
yeah,
room.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
Well, Luke's got two of the top five.
Vader throwing
well,
the
that's
Emperor
Luke
over
too.
The edge.
Vader, yeah, I'm your father.
Yeah.
Then we got Luke showing up on Mando. Luke showing up on Crait.
Yep.
We thinking that? Throne room?
Yep. Throne room.
Throne room.
What else could make the top five that we're not missing?
Is it, did we already say, is the Vader... Throwing over Palpatine, was that on our
Vader
list?
Vader ending it, right? Turning?
That's got to be on there.
Vader turning.
Vader turning back, I think.
I can't think of anything. I'm sure there are some.
Yeah, I'm trying to think through, like...
I mean, Baby
I'm
Grogu
trying to think
was
shows
massive.
Oh,
just
that's a massive
that you,
one.
Just open that thing.
Oh,
it's like,
true.
Yoda.
That
is, oh,
that
God.
Is
that might
Yoda
be
doing
top five.
Mando.
That might be Vader throwing... Because the one thing about Vader, even though that was shocking...
Gosh.
Luke does kind of hint it throughout the trilogy of like they're still good in him.
Yeah.
So like even though it was shocking, it's like oh I did it,
but it's possible.
There was hints that
we never thought
Luke
Yoda,
was feeling
Baby Yoda was
never
possible.
Thought Baby Yoda
no.
would
that might
ever
be higher.
Happen.
That might be higher.
Is there any the only other thing I can think of is I don't think it would make the top five, but for honorable mention, maybe the first hint of Boba Fett's return, because I know I didn't piece it together right away, but when people in the first
and
season,
Mando.
The Spurs, when he walks up to a lot of people went, whoa, is this Boba? They made
Boba
that sound
Fett?
Like Boba, and then obviously when they actually showed him, you know, in the desert, and he pulls the hood down, you're like, they
that
actually
was pretty big.
Him. So I just felt that wouldn't make the top five, but that's
honorable.
An honorable. That was honorable of me to mention. That
was honorable.
That was
why does
was
honorable,
honorable
mention feel the most dishonorable position?
It is. Right, anything to say?
Honorable mention.
That
means you're the first loser who doesn't get an award.
To make it.
I think.
Why
I
do
think
you
that's
mention
good.
Me? I think that's great.
Yeah,
that's good rank.
I feel good with that.
All right, next list.
Good.
Next
good.
Ranking. Next ranking.
All
what
right.
do we got?
I feel great.
And if you're listening, feel free to throw out something you want us to rank as well. If it's a specific Star Wars thing, could be logos, could be films, could be shows, could be Vision episodes.
Ooh.
Man.
All right, we've got
Visions.
Here we
could
go.
Could be anything. Could be silly. Could be.
We've got. Let's
serious.
Do. We got a little more. Oh, this is gonna be really good. Favorite. So this is gonna be favorite Star Wars planets. This could be. You don't have to go long on this. It doesn't mean you want to live there, but just when you're watching Star Wars, you're like, oh, I've always
that's
liked
a cool planet.
I've always liked Endor. I've always liked. Yeah. If you're just ranking like my favorite, maybe it's the way it looks. Maybe it's your connection to it. Like Tatooine is obviously has its connection to the Skywalkers and everything. All
right. Yeah, let's throw some out. So you starting Tatooine?
Well, Tatooine would definitely be. It has to be mentioned for sure.
Yeah, it's got to be.
Even though it's.
It seems like the center of the galaxy. Their way through it for being on the Outer Rim.
Well, if it's the furthest thing from the center of the galaxy, everyone sure loves making that
the center of every movie.
I know.
I've always really loved Hoth. Wouldn't want to live there.
That's funny because I got one that's similar. That
but I love. Don't say Starkiller Base. You're just trying to go.
Well, before it became Starkiller.
I know.
Ilum.
You're going to Ilum. Yeah.
Before Starkiller.
Yeah.
Before it's taken
that's
over.
That's pretty cool.
And you get more of that in the shows. You get more Ilum. Of that. Yeah, yeah. They touch on it a little bit more in Clone Wars where they actually show the Padawans. You know, the younglings go and get their Jedi crystals and stuff. So yeah. I've always liked the idea of the Star Wars crystals, creating the lightsaber, that kind of thing. You don't get a ton of that in the movies, but in the Clone Wars kind of dives into that. And this just being like a strong force, kind of like Dagobah, but like a strong force-sensitive planet. Thinking of it in that scale, I've always thought Ilum was pretty cool.
I'm going to go, I believe this is Timothy Zahn. I think it was Zahn who invented Coruscant.
Coruscant, yeah.
Yep. That they, because, you know, that
was
not
the first time we mentioned that.
Yeah.
And then when
it's in the center,
it becomes in episode one.
The Coruscant, yeah.
And for Jedi some reason, Temple. Liam Neeson doesn't say it. It's a kind of his. It's Carson. Kind of his
Carson.
Diagon Alley moment.
Diagonally.
Where you want to go? Diagonally. Like,
what
okay.
Did he say?
Send him to Borgin and Burks. Like, get him out of here.
How do you get Borgin and Burks out of Diagon Alley? How do you get Nocturne Alley out
of
Diagon
Alley? Very clearly. Harry, we just showed you how to do it. Diagon Alley. All right, do you got it? Diagonally. What was that?
And immediately,
what did he say?
Molly goes, what did he say? Like,
he
you didn't do your job,
alley.
Harry. But I always thought it was interesting when he's like, you know, we're going to Coruscant. Like, where are you going? To Coruscant. Coruscant. Now it's, you know, it sounds,
that's not
nah, Coruscant, that doesn't compute.
Did you see
that?
You're under arrest.
I know you've seen it, but the...
episode two.
Where they're trying, where they're sitting around the dinner scene and George is directing, and he was talking about how Jake Lloyd took a lot more.
Oh, yeah.
Had to go slower.
Uh-huh.
And he says, are we going to go to Coruscant? Cut. It's
Jake.
Very patiently. A Coruscant? I'm sorry. I don't know why. Poor kid. Coruscant?
It's
tough.
I'm sorry. But at least he'll be in Jingle All the Way.
Coruscant is good. I have a. I'm, so
good.
We just watched. My kids were talking about. I was talking about Last Jedi again.
Yeah.
Like, why is it your third favorite? Why? I said, well, the best way to explain it is to watch it. Okay, so along with the scene with Luke, I think one of the best cinematic planets for usefulness and for interest is Crait.
Yeah, it's so cool.
Oh,
it is
goodness.
Snow White, and then suddenly
you realize
you get
it's the salt.
Yeah. And
yeah.
It has a cinematic purpose because it is that they use to demonstrate in plain view that
they
Luke
give us the answer.
Isn't there.
They show the foot slide.
Yeah, only the top soil
just,
makes
it's
it possible.
Just so genius directing.
Brilliant. Simple, but it's like And the other thing when the
and the just explosions all they shoot them and it blows up and then there's just red
beautiful.
Everywhere
and when they're flying out
yes and it's
the shot is so far you wouldn't know where it's hard to follow
like I remember
and then they
the
branch
trailer,
off and like you can see their trail from like,
so
yeah.
cool.
a thousand miles away
I remember in the trailer
brilliant
when that came when the movie was coming out they had the trailer they're showing those ships that are flying out. And it looked, I remember watching the trailer, and it wasn't until I saw the movie and we see the planet up close. I thought it was like red smoke coming out of the ships because it's just all white, and all you see is the red trail as they're flying. I'm like, oh, that looks like red smoke. Then you
it
see
does.
The actual thing, you're like, oh, it's covered in salt.
It's amazing.
Yeah,
that's my favorite.
I love Crait. I think the way that's, like you said, it's the most, the way that
it's used with a
the design is used specifically. Is awesome. I'll throw Scarif out there. Not great what ends up happening to Scarif.
Nope.
But I think I would have signed up to go be stationed on a nice beach planet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not knowing that I might have only been there a week.
True.
Not bad.
Yeah.
True.
I like
Dagobah.
Dagobah. There's
it's like
Endor
there.
Endor.
Yeah,
Endor is not the best spot for if you're a biker scout.
Right.
It's very dangerous.
It is. It is very.
What about Exegol?
I was thinking Exegol.
Oh my goodness.
Cool. I feel like we haven't seen enough of Exegol.
I was for some reason thinking want to live there. I was like, I don't want to live on any of these, but that's not the category.
No.
This is just
cool.
This is just favorite. Exegol like, is just cool.
It is cool.
There's like lightning coming up from the ground. Like it's
yeah, it's like the pretty. Whole temple's floating or something. He's walking in and lightning yeah, shooting underneath
cool.
it.
What a it's a cool place.
It is cool.
Trying to think of something from Mando. Yeah. So Mandalore.
Yeah, you've got Navarro.
Navarro.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mandalore.
Oh, there's guys, not a ton of Mustafar.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, Mustafar is as far
like,
as cool
as far
a
as
lava
cool,
planet.
Yeah.
Vader's castle.
And we saw a little bit more of it from Kylo's entrance.
Yeah, you got Rise of Skywalker.
Rise of Skywalker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Mustafar is pretty cool. I remember just growing up with the prequels. I always loved Mustafar.
Yeah. Definitely an iconic planet. Like people get excited.
Oh, yeah.
You bring up Mustafar.
Oh, people are like, what? We're going back to Mustafar?
Yeah.
I mean, even just finding out. I don't even think it was until after I saw the Rise of Skywalker that I heard people saying like, "Oh, apparently that was Mustafar."
That's actually up.
I was like, "Oh, that for." It changes the movie in no way at all, but I'm like, oh, that's cool.
Like it, yeah.
Did you guys know that was a before they used that's a hunting term? I don't know if you've heard this before.
Mustafar?
Mustafar.
Really?
Yeah, if you're out hunting and mainly in Alaska,
uh-huh.
You know, it's like, no, can't shoot that. Moose too far.
Moose too far. I like that.
Yeah, that is good.
It could be moose too far. It could be deer too far.
Yeah, there's sometimes.
Could be cow too far.
Yeah.
I don't know why you would hunt
it's
cows.
It's funny you brought that up.
Goose too far.
Goose bird too far. Far. Yeah.
Bird too far.
Bird too far.
It's funny whenever
moose too far.
It's moose really is funny because it reminds me of the fact that I forgot about the fact that
well,
one planet.
Gideon.
Well, one
Grogu
planet.
Too far.
Yeah. one planet that is always very popular around Halloween is you know people always come up they say you know trick or treat and right when you're about to say treat they go nah boo. And they just scare you instead. They go, so you know, Naboo has always got to be.
Yeah, it's trick or treat. You got
Naboo. Naboo.
Naboo.
Where's my knock knock jokes?
No, we need to get out
those
are just norm jokes.
Knock knock.
No, Naboo is great, though.
Who's there?
Naboo is great.
Moose.
Part of the reason why I ended up loving Naboo was playing Battlefront.
Oh, yeah.
And it was one of those maps that was like, it was sick running through the city of Naboo. And then, it was cool.
Oh, we can,
Kamino.
Now we're thinking. Now I'm thinking of Battlefront.
Geonosis.
Yeah,
Kamino, Geonosis. All these are coming.
Yeah.
Geonosis,
Battlefront.
Yeah.
There's
Kamino is. I think
Kamino
that's
Kamino
is one of the
sweet.
Coolest.
Kamino on Battlefront was so fun to play.
Yeah.
With Kamino, the rain coming down,
and
awesome.
You get more of it underground stuff in Bad Batch, which is kind of cool. All right, we got like 50 planets.
All right. Do we quickly rank a
did
top
we try
five
and get,
here?
Just throw out some. I feel like Coruscant's got to be on there, right?
Coruscant's top five.
Tatooine's got to be on there because just, well, I guess it doesn't have to.
I would put, there's frogs in the background.
Crate's up there.
Crate's
sure.
I think
up
Crate's
there.
Up there just because.
I think Crate's up there. That's true. If we're going by cool, I guess Tatooine.
I don't think,
go
while
with,
I like the idea, I don't think many people are going to put Canto Bight on there.
Canto Bight.
No,
I would say Kamino for me would be up there.
I love Kamino.
Kamino.
Yeah.
Coruscant. Tatooine.
Coruscant.
Tatooine.
Tatooine.
Kamino.
Kamino.
Crate.
Did you say Mustafar?
That would be my
I think, yeah,
be
Mustafar,
top five.
I think too.
So cool.
And those are all kind of different.
They are.
I'd probably say Tatooine's probably my least favorite of those.
Tatooine for
it's
the
love
Hoth,
but as far as just cool, like, what
I think
my
I love Hoth
planet?
More of what happens on Hoth.
Yeah.
But it does look, it just looks kind of like normal snowy Earth.
Like, I think going to what you were saying about Crate. I like the idea of Tatooine, like, oh, we're going back to Tatooine, but not because of the planet.
No,
it's
not.
Because of what it represents.
It's what happens.
Luke.
Yeah.
The planet
Anakin's
itself
from
is,
there. Luke's from there.
Yeah,
like, there's so much story of Star Wars that revolves around that.
I agree.
But the planet itself is, I mean, they're all trying to leave. Anakin's trying to leave.
Yeah.
Luke's trying to leave. Apparently, the characters don't
Nobody
like
wants to be there.
No. Boba becomes crime lord and goes,
Actually, I'm kind of already bored.
I'm not cut out for this.
I'm kind of bored of this already.
Yeah, I think Mustafar, though, is cool.
Yeah, I like it. All right, moving on. Ready? This is going to be a fun
what we
one.
Got?
We've got favorite.
If you guys are just tuning in, we are doing Star Wars ranked. So if you want to participate, throw out something you want to have us rank. We're just going through different categories and ranking different Star Wars stuff.
So not music, because we'll get to it. Star Wars sounds. So I'm talking lightsaber. Maybe lightsaber ignition, TIE fighter sound. You've got maybe Boba Jango seismic charge.
Oh, man. Joe said in the chat, nonsense. Love me some Kamino.
Kamino, love it. Kamino, you've got the Techno Union.
You've got
whatever that was. You got malfunctioning R2.
You got the Wilhelm
Short
scream.
Circuit. Oh, yeah, you got Wilhelm scream.
Wilhelm scream.
You've got.
I love that Roger montage. Roger. Can we add sound effects to the podcast? We need to have the Wilhelm scream.
We need to. That's we true. Definitely.
If
do.
We had a producer that could trigger like sounds and stuff,
we
that would be
oh, that's
awesome.
Yeah. Sweet.
Or
that'd
switch.
Be nice.
Yeah, it'd be awesome.
We've got
Grogu. Thought.
There's a few blaster fire.
Man,
the blaster fire is great. There's a couple.
There's a lot.
There's some good.
Vader breathing.
Vader.
Oh,
Vader
man.
Breathing. Just Chewbacca noise. Like all this is definitely Vader breathing is a big one. There's
that's true.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm trying to think if there's any other.
I don't think
main
you can
ones.
Have a top five without lightsabers in it. Can you? Is that
you can't.
Possible?
And they're all different, they're all but
just that.
I think I maybe gotta have
Seismic charge has to be up there.
I think
for
maybe
me.
TIE fighter has to be
TIE
up there.
TIE fighter.
Oh,
I honestly
the screeching
guys,
TIE, like the scream
gonna,
of the TIE
go,
fighter
I'm
going across.
I'm going to say it.
Say
love
it.
Love seismic charge. I think TIE fighter for me is higher.
Oh yeah, I like
I
the TIE
too.
Fighter more.
I think so.
Even though I think the seismic charge is cool. The TIE
Joe
fighter,
says seismic charge all day.
Seismic charge is
the
is
I love can I can charge. I add one that was always my favorite?
You can add
it's not going to make the top 5.
20.
Specifically, Sebulba's Pod Racer was my favorite.
Oh, yeah. That's what I was thinking of when I say Pod Racer.
Yeah.
Favorite.
That is.
They
so
made a
cool.
concerted effort to go. The oscillating sound, they made an effort, the animals, the creatures, and it introduced something to Star Wars that they needed.
Yeah.
I think George said, we need more. Like,
that is such a cool
sounds that are,
yeah.
The ships did that. It's so cool. I love
it. So cool. No, you're right. I actually just rewatched
I love it.
Phantom Menace a few days ago. And while I'm watching, I'm like, oh, I love that sound.
I saw your letter. I saw your letterbox score.
Yeah, letterbox score.
Oh.
Yeah.
What score? I mean,
I give it a 3 out of 5 stars.
All right.
Yeah.
Well earned.
Yeah.
It's.
Okay.
That,
so
love it.
It's some of the best sounds.
But
I've
no,
heard.
Oh,
the best. We got to remember, what about two-headed Greg Proops going, little Skywalker is stuck. I don't care what planet you're from.
It's
that's
Skywalker.
Gotta hurt.
Skywalker.
Joe said Republic gunships.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, so
General Krell's double sabers.
Oh, yeah. Gosh. There's a number of.
There's something specific about Vader's lightsaber that's just so great.
I've kind of always liked
the hum
.
That's there when Luke shows up in is it Return of the Jedi? Yeah, I think.
Yeah.
He's just standing there waiting.
In Rogue
just
One,
yes.
The hallway scene where he just ignites it and just sits there for a second before he starts getting shot at, and then
for me, number one would be lightsabers. I would put TIE fighters in the top 5.
Yeah,
Fighters. Top I love
five for
TIE
me, fighter for sure.
I think TIE fighter is pretty high for me. I think lightsabers number one.
Blaster fire.
We're not doing music, right? We're just
no. We're well. Music's another one we got.
I
here.
Would say, I can give you mine right now.
Whoa!
Lightsaber, 1, 2. TIE fighter.
Okay, I'm with you.
3. Seismic charge. 4. Sebulba's pod.
Oh.
Pod racer. 5. Probably. Yeah, I was gonna say. I was actually, I forgot you had mentioned Vader.
Oh, no, I wasn't saying, I was just, I have a cold.
Vader, I would say Vader's breathing, although, well. Yeah, I like that. Vader's breathing.
No, don't let me
iconic,
disrupt
but
whatever
I think,
you
I was going to go the just blaster fire. It's classic.
Blasters.
Blasters is
classic.
Cool.
The pew pew.
What was it, Ben Burtt, who's doing
Ben Burtt, yeah.
a lot of these?
Most of my favorite sound effects, I'm thinking, come from the original trilogy.
Yeah. Well, a lot of them hold true throughout. Yeah. So the lightsabers, the TIE fighters, you almost get a little, it's almost a little more amplified now. Like we're watching, well, we talked about this, but we're watching Andor. We go from watching a movie where we see tons of TIE fighters, then you watch Andor, and just one TIE fighter starts coming. You're like, oh, this is amazing.
And they're terrified.
Yes.
But you just hear that come in. Oh, man.
Do you have anything to add to his list or anything you would change, Uncle?
I would put Vader's Vader's breathing.
I'd put Vader's bad breath as number two.
I think I would probably, it's similar, I would probably do lightsaber, TIE fighter, blaster. TIE fighter, then blaster, then of course Vader's.
Yeah.
And apparatus.
I don't know about.
It is so iconic. Like when we heard the breathing just in the Kenobi trailer, we're like, oh, Vader.
What about the sound of the sound of the Falcon?
Oh yeah.
Lightspeed.
Yeah.
Oh, the lightspeed sound.
I was just watching a video about George Lucas talking about lightspeed. He's like, oh, it's just a plot device. Like it's just like I had to make up some quick way where we don't spend so much time like, oh, traveling. Now I gotta go to this planet. Okay, cool. Here's the rest of the movie. It's just us in space. He's like, He's like, I didn't think it was going to be something people latched onto or liked at all. He's just like, no, literally, it's just like, it's a creative. He's like, Star Trek would do stuff like that. Where it's like, oh, how do we get here? We're going to teleport because we need to get there now.
Yeah.
And so he's like, I didn't put much thought into it.
That makes sense.
It's iconic. It's great.
It's funny you say that. This is off topic, of course.
Of course.
I was watching an interview, and it was James Gunn was talking about the first Guardians movie. And he said that the Infinity Stones, they had mentioned the idea of the Infinity Stones to him. He goes, okay, yeah, I'll write it into the story. He said he wrote up the whole idea of the Infinity Stones, created it in like an hour and 30 minutes, and ended up becoming the entire premise of the
for 20 years
the Infinity Saga.
He's like, didn't think much of it.
He said, I literally just...
Wow.
And he was joking about it. He goes, I literally just made up some BS in an hour. And I was like, here you go.
Hey, the best ones come fast.
Yeah.
The best-selling live album, I think, was... why am I drawing a blank? Anyway, the songs, Ooh, Baby, I Love Your Way. And the other one is Show Me the Way. Those are written in the same day.
Wow, really?
Oh, Peter Frampton.
Yeah.
Frampton Comes Alive. He wrote those songs the same day. One was in the morning and one was in the afternoon. And they became, you know, the best-selling live for
That's
a while.
Crazy.
I don't know if it is
crazy.
Anymore. Best-selling live album ever.
Gosh,
crazy.
That's
Frampton
wild.
Comes Alive.
Love it. No, I agree. I think I would do, I think those are, those, I think what you said would probably be my list too, as far as same order even. Vader
I didn't have a
top five.
What was the five? I don't,
it was Vader, right?
No, you had Vader at four.
Had Vader at four.
Oh, maybe, well, then what was it? We did.
You said,
oh, you mentioned Falcon.
You like Sebulba.
I like Sebulba.
You mentioned the Falcon.
Do you like
the Falcon
Seismic Charge.
Seismic Charge.
Yeah. That's your fifth.
It's actually the non-sound of the Seismic Charge.
It is.
That's true.
It is.
It's the
how it
when it all goes.
It sucks in everything and then.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
And it's actually a note.
Oh, I got one that I really like.
It's a low
the,
C sharp.
The Imperial Alarm.
Oh, yeah.
Like
yeah.
Inside the Death Star. Yep. And
that is good.
I really like that. And they've used that now multiple times.
We're clearly
times.
Not droid fans because we haven't mentioned.
Rogers.
No. Well, we also haven't mentioned any C3 or any R2.
True. I do like, yeah, I do like cautious R2. Just,
hey, yeah. Sacred planet, language.
Oh, Joe said the Holdo maneuver.
Ooh,
oh, that sounds, yeah, that's seismic.
That's really cool. That's
seismic-esque.
Like
that. Yeah. That is seismic-esque. Yeah, there's nothing
the
and then
complete silence.
Can I give a brief, just a brief moment? Just
all
a,
right there, guy. Give
brief,
yourself a brief.
Give yourself a
little
brief,
brief
moment
there,
gay.
Last Jedi moment. Why do people get so mad about the Holdo mover? Maneuver being non-scientifically true, but people are walking around on spaceships in space defying gravity. Why is that? Why are we okay with that? You know, in space, if your ship is floating, you are floating.
Yeah.
Nobody says a word about that, but the Holdo maneuver, that's scientifically impossible. It could never happen. Why is that?
Well, people also got upset about...
Or sound.
Yeah.
You don't have sound in space, but
people
we
got upset with,
anyway.
With the beginning of... I didn't even think about it until people started complaining about it. People got upset with the the bombing sequence at the beginning of
right.
of Last Jedi. They're like, bombs wouldn't drop. And I said, well, first of all, there's so many other things in Star Wars you could be pointing
exactly
at this.
That's
but also,
go.
It's in a thing. Who says they were dropped?
It's
who says they weren't pushed?
Yeah,
you would have pushed
bit.
Out. They go exactly the same yeah. speed as
right.
they were pushed forever until they hit.
Yeah.
So I was like, that. They really?
That's
like, I
where
saw
you're going?
YouTube videos. They're like, this doesn't make any sense because I'm like, all right, come on.
That's it.
I love when Iron Man flies. That's my favorite.
Star Wars, none of that makes sense. That's what makes it fun.
Love Superman, though. I no
okay.
problem with that.
Yeah.
Okay. Like,
we literally
okay,
have a walking
over.
Carpet. Okay.
Right.
Let's go.
You got another one?
Star Wars music.
Star Wars music.
Oh, man. So this would be like pieces of music. This would be...
like Force theme.
You've got, yeah, this like Binary Sunset.
Binary Sunset.
Force theme.
Leia's theme. Rey's theme.
Duel of the Fates.
Duel of the Fates.
Battle of Heroes. You've got...
Across the Stars.
Across the Stars is one of my favorites.
There's just so many good
There's
ones.
So many. The prequels have some great music.
Oh, my
Fantastic.
Gosh, yeah.
They're really...
Introducing voices.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was big. I have an all-time favorite. You guys know what it is. Our
do,
ice
wait,
maker.
Do I know what it is?
You might. Our ice
Yours
maker
is,
at home, actually, when you click it before you, the ice comes out, it plays this theme. I swear. Because it's based on an interval, which is a major sixth. Our ice maker goes. I hear it every time. And
it is so good.
Well,
so Leia's good. Theme is my favorite.
Leia's theme is incredible. It's also very close to Marion's theme
Indiana Jones.
Indiana Jones.
Very close.
Yeah. I love
Leia's
theme.
Leia's theme is great.
Leia's theme.
But it's
I
a personal. It's my favorite one.
That's definitely in my top five.
It's got
to
be.
Definitely when Luke stares off to
I
the
think
twin
all
sons the first time is just hard to beat for me. That might be my all-time.
Just because the moment,
theme.
Too.
Yeah.
It's the first.
Force theme. I love Across the Stars. I love Across
I
the Stars. So
yeah.
good.
She seems to be on top of things. I love all the puns, too.
That's a no. category favorite well, pun.
We can
rank
who
yes.
delivered this line the best. I have a bad feeling about this.
Oh, man.
Like I have that. A bad feeling about this. Literally, does every character in
right.
Star Wars say it? Because
we try to figure out who says it in each movie. Okay, so music. Do we want to? I would say Force theme is top five.
Yep,
Force
theme.
Top five. Leia.
I put Leia's theme as my number one.
Duel of
what
Fates.
About just Imperial March?
Oh, man.
Oh,
gosh. That's top five for sure.
We need like
no
a top
question.
10. That
listened,
absolutely is.
Guys, we just listed like 10 songs, and then I say
and
Imperial
threw
March.
No,
oh,
over.
Man.
Imperial March is a non-negotiable top five.
Right,
like,
exactly.
it's like
absolutely.
You have to.
Oh, Joe's bringing out the show's Mando theme. You know what theme I actually
oh,
love,
wow.
which I actually like more than Mando
yeah,
theme?
Yeah, you love Boba Fett.
No.
Boba Fett. Boba Fett. Boba
I love the Boba Fett theme.
I was kidding.
I love the Boba Fett theme because the, hey, da-da-da.
It wasn't my favorite one.
No, wait, is that what actually you were saying? You love that more than?
More than Mando?
I think I like it more than Mando.
Oh, I don't.
It's not in my top five. It's not in my top five.
No, I don't dislike it. I just never liked it as much as Mando, I think.
Mando's is good.
I do like Mando's a lot. I like,
Didn't like the actual vocal part they did in the last episode, though.
No, yeah, that was...
That...
Not as much
let me go on record and say
can I just
that
throw one
was
out
not
we,
my favorite
we
part.
Haven't thought of. We haven't thought of. For the music, at least.
What about... as far as iconic...
Oh, yeah.
That's... Or is it Family Guy does that? They're like, they're playing, and it's like, all of a sudden, some guy, like the lead guy goes, hey, play that same song. All right. Play it again.
I would say Force theme, Vader's March. For me, Leia's theme.
Yep. Those are all
originals.
Cross the Stars, Duel of the Fates.
Yeah. Cross the Stars, Duel of the Fates. I probably have the
That's
same
That's what I would be, like. At least my five. Man,
I also
sure
do love
I think I've got the same ones. Da, 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 Imperial da, March is good, too. Da, da, da,
da. That's the Battle of Heroes. The,
yeah. The Anakin. Annie
Mustafar.
Yeah.
Obi-Annie. I do love that one, too.
But to me, Duel of the Fates is
part better. Of the reason why I like that one so much, though, is because as soon as I hear it, I think I just picture them fighting on Mustafar. It's like, man, that
the music
iconic.
That's the thing about the music; it puts you can hear the
totally
music
does.
And get back to the moment. It's
oh,
really
yeah.
good.
We didn't even talk about
the main theme.
I thought
theme.
About it.
Do you know what I love is
Star Wars
the metal. The medal ceremony
oh,
version
yes.
of that is one of my favorites.
Oh yeah,
it's a version of the Force.
Wait,
Stadium.
I know
it's
your favorite,
but it's a very. I don't know. Again, I'm not musically.
Your favorite.
I don't know how to describe
your favorite.
It, dun, dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun. In yeah, all of
it's,
Star
it's
Wars,
very, dun, dun, it's very like a breath, dun, dun,
dun, but it is the Force.
It is. It's like
it's just
like trumpety or something.
It's a march.
Your favorite music in all of Star Wars. Your favorite music in all of Star Wars
Carson
isn't
Tavis
even
theme?
In it. No, it's not even in it.
Have a theme.
Your Carson's favorite music theme. In all of Star Wars is not even in it.
My favorite music in all of Star Wars is not even in it?
I didn't even say? Make the cut.
What are you going to say?
Rise of Skywalker trailer.
Oh, I do love it. It's not even real.
It's not a real.
It's not a real.
The
did
Rise
we talk about
of Skywalker trailer.
I don't know what that is.
The, it is.
The edit they made.
It
to
is.
Change the way it sounded. The way it sounds, I don't even think it's actually
in
the movie.
I know. I think somebody said
the
that, like
the trailer itself.
I think
is
somebody
so
even
great.
Said it's like they, the editors, whatever, for they took John Williams' thing and they literally like manually tweaked.
They said just make it like a more like a. I don't even know.
It's the dun 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 dun. Dun. And it's the slow.
Oh,
yeah.
A bum, 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 bum. This is that whole
yeah.
Bum, 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 bum.
Confronting fears, the
destiny
of
the
Jedi.
It's
just,
I just
use the main title.
The reason I know that is
main,
because when this came out, this guy would not stop listening. He's
I played
like,
it like 20 times a day.
Wow.
Yeah. He's like, I love it.
I forgot my favorite music.
It really was. I think
but
even at the time, you're like, this
is
the greatest
But then
ever
when
heard.
I remember someone pointed out and said, like on YouTube, and like she made a video of like, oh, this is actually not. It's not new John Williams music. It's not, and then it wasn't.
Joe
the movie
said yes. They kind of simplified the chords with one,
yeah.
four, five, and sixes.
It's I do love
I'll
that.
Have to go
though.
Look it up.
I love that. Man,
is
there
it
anything?
Is,
there were, is there anything before? Wait, did we finish out the five?
It's hard to not put main title.
It is.
Main
yeah.
Theme.
Dun 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 dun. Dun
we had that in dun, there.
Dun, 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 oh, dun. Throne room. Emperor's throne room
mm-hmm.
yeah.
is a cool.
All right, let's rank.
That's a cool
let's rank
one
some.
Okay, I still put that. Gosh. Those are my five, and I add in.
And what were they? What were they again?
Main theme.
Remind us.
I have Leia's theme first, but you can move them around.
Leia's theme.
We had
Force theme or
Imperial,
binary
Imperial March is in there. Yeah, the Force theme.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then we had Cross the Stars.
Cross the Stars.
Duel,
Duel
of
Fates.
Fates. Yeah,
Duel
I feel
Fates.
Good about that.
And the March or the main theme. That should, I don't know, I can't give you five on those.
I can't give
I know,
five,
can't
too,
either.
Because
can't
I also love the Mustafar. I love the right. Battle of Heroes, too. Man, that's
well,
hard.
No one said we had to just do five. We made this up. We
yeah.
can do whatever we want.
Do whatever we want.
Joe said, whatever the song
totally
is when
want.
Boss Nass yells,
Peace!
And the lead-in with the ending theme.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
Time.
My,
it is
my
great.
Favorite.
Sound effect? We forgot about that, Boss
My
Nass.
Favorite sound effect is Viceroy Newt Gunray's voice. No. We'll have to do most offensive Star Wars moments.
They're gonna have to, they have to subtitle that.
Yeah.
Trigger warning,
no
episode one.
Yeah.
We'll rank our moments that no longer work.
Wait, do we just go through cancelable moments?
Star Wars cancelable
Star Wars moments.
Moments
that didn't age well. That's
yes,
how we call that.
Yeah.
That is definitely one.
That is.
That is funny.
What else? What else we got ranked?
Oh, we've got some more. We've got some more.
If you guys are just tuning
Don't
in, let us
worry.
Know what you want, what Star Wars category or just anything Star Wars related, really, that you want us to rank. Could be games. Could be...
Here we go.
All right, he's got one. Could be this.
Star Wars movies.
Star Wars movies.
Ooh.
Because we had teased it at the up top.
We've never done that before.
I don't know if we've...
except for last week.
I don't think we've done this.
Except for every episode.
We haven't done it.
We did that last
week,
I think, did we?
I think we did.
We did TV shows.
We did some TV shows. Yeah.
Favorite?
This also...
Kickstart flavor.
Oh.
I still think they should come up with Sith Start.
Oh, I like that.
Just take Kick and make it Sith, and then you just... You can only get it in red.
I like that. It's got a little Star Warsy.
It does have a little Star Warsy vibe.
The part that says
that
start.
That looks like a Star Wars.
It is.
You guys see that?
What are you guys onto there?
You can see there. It's got a.
There's a little Star Warsy font there.
Yeah, a little Star Warsy. Although that K is really doing a number.
It is.
It's working hard.
K is.
It's working hard. It's kicking it. What? How about favorite?
You said movies?
Favorite plot holes.
Ooh.
You want to do movies? We can do movies.
That might
we can
take
save
a while,
movie. We can save movies for a different thing.
Why don't we do favorite one in each trilogy instead of going through all of them? Favorite movie in each trilogy.
Easy. 4-7-3.
Ooh.
He's going 4.
No, I'm just kidding. 4. If I had
mine
to pick, I always put 4 ahead of 5. It's a conscious decision to acknowledge the impact.
4 is currently my number 2.
That's true.
Overall, I think.
Okay.
I think 4 is my number 2 overall. 5 is my number 1 right now.
5 is go 5, 4, and then...
I go 5, 4, 8.
8
is mine. Oh, are we doing the full list then?
No, I don't know.
Oh, we'll just run through it. We can explain
it. He really
it
wants
later.
To do this, so we'll let him have this.
We'll go...
Moment.
Let's do our top 8.
Our top 8.
We'll leave one out, and we'll do our top 8. No,
okay, I think right now.
Top 9.
Do you know what also is what's really hard about ranking them is always trying to figure out where I have Rogue One. Because I love it.
Oh, he's doing the stories, too. So
well, yeah, well, we said
so we're not
movies.
Doing just trilogy. Okay.
Well, we said movies,
trilogies.
Right?
Yeah, movies.
Star Wars movies. Unless you're just ranking the Skywalker trilogy. We've never done that before.
Why don't
that's
we,
a fun twist.
Why don't we?
We can just do that.
We'll try ranking. That's a cool trick.
That's a cool trick. I don't remember
we did
this last week.
What?
Hey, what's that flashing? Hey, why's
your
subscriber
kid?
Count doing that?
I said that to Micah in the way to the. I was driving. He said something like, why are we going so slow? I said, watch your mouth, kid. You're going to find yourself walking home. what if we did, to make our top 5, we got to pick one from
droids.
One from each trilogy.
Ooh.
One from the
stories
and two from the stories. How about that?
This is like a now we're making like our NBA starting 5.
Yeah.
You need a point guard, you need a shooting guard, you need a
Jokic is not top 5 all NBA, I guess. Sorry. off topic. Off topic.
Crazy.
Cuz they don't have I guess we don't really do positions anymore. It's not a thing.
No.
I
but they're still doing positions
still
so they got to have a 5
it's
and it's Joel.
Yeah.
Sorry.
All right, so we what were the ground rules?
We're talking about the NBA.
One from each trilogy, one story. Is that what you said? One from each trilogy?
I just said if we get 5, we do one from each trilogy and then 2 from the stories, and then we try to...
Which is great because there's only 2 stories, right?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Perfect.
How about one from the stories and one from the TV shows?
We're forced to put Rogue One Solo in our top 5. If you want to go
shows.
Clone Wars animated, the theatrical movie, you can do that.
I was thinking about the TV shows in there, too.
Oh, yeah.
So one of the... We could do one of the stories and one of one show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
5. I'm going 5.
5 is first. Okay.
I'm going episode 5.
Okay.
Episode 8, Last Jedi. Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith. Rogue One. Clone Wars.
Clone Wars.
The
whole animated.
You said we had to have a show?
You mean the movie?
Yeah.
Wait,
say that's
what
no,
are you doing?
I threw in a show.
Threw
that's
a
the
show.
Last category. One from each trilogy.
I don't
one
even
the,
know what this game is anymore.
One of the 2 stories and one from
the ranking
the
is pick your favorite 5 things.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go with ladders, orange popsicles.
Yeah,
I love those.
Right when because I always thought
the
you were
office.
Ranking your. At first, I thought you were ranking your 5 favorite movies. I forgot the ground rules. And when you got to
there
number
are
3
no
and
rules.
You went Revenge of the Sith, I went whoa.
Wow, that's his 3rd favorite movie.
I know
movie?
Some people have his number 1 for them.
They do.
But I don't.
We got
do
it's confusing.
K-Town in the chat says, I've started to read Light of the Jedi.
Oh,
it's honestly
nice.
Amazing.
We love it.
It's so good.
It's good.
Yeah. So good.
I was embarrassed the other day. We were on a podcast, and I mistakenly gave the wrong synopsis for Shadow of the Sith. I confused it with Lords of the Sith.
which is a
another,
common.
Which is another.
I wouldn't.
I should have known.
I said, what's that? I said, what's it called? Oh, Shadow said, yeah, I know. That's the one
where
he goes.
Yeah,
on
that's
this
the
kind
one
of
where
exposition.
Palpatine. And I immediately said so confidently, yeah, that's Palpatine and Vader. They're stranded on Ryloth. It's this kind of campfire-y thing.
And then
where
you cut to me and I'm going.
Goes like, yeah. No, what's the other? What's the?
like, I didn't read.
No,
that
what's
one.
That one that we just read though? Like recently.
The one. That
oh,
we said.
The one that should have been more on the brain.
Oh,
that I loved.
The one called Shadow of the Sith.
Oh, Shadow of the Sith.
I thought you said
one.
Shadow of the Sith.
Shadow of the Sith.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. No, that's completely different. Yeah, that's Rey's parents and Exegol and Luke Skywalker and Force masks.
Light of the Jedi is awesome, though.
Light of the Jedi is awesome.
Okay.
All right. So I would go 5. So now I need one from the
either trilogy, any other trilogy.
My favorite of the sequel trilogy is Last Jedi. Favorite of the prequels is Revenge of the Sith.
573.
And then what are the two other categories? We're
going to get a phone number. Pick five, one eight, three. From the live action movies and then one from a TV show.
One from the live action non.
One from the movies.
Solo or Rogue One?
Yeah.
Pick one.
Okay, go Rogue One and then from the.
And then favorite
the,
show.
From the shows, I'm going a little.
I know what he's about
Obi-Wan.
To do.
Obi-Wan.
Really? Obi-Wan. I thought you were going Resistance.
No, actually, I'm going.
Resistance.
I'm going.
He's going Resistance season 2, the one he didn't finish.
I went back and finished it.
I'm just kidding.
I did. I went back and finished it like in the last year.
I know what our next category is.
What?
Ranking the worst ranking ideas.
Yeah, this is our worst.
This is the worst one.
Bad.
This is. Turns out that we would have been quicker to sticking with the movies.
Maybe.
Okay, I'm going to go. Yeah.
Move along.
4.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Okay. We get it.
We get it. We like the movies.
Did I?
They're all
yes.
so good. I can't something. Pick 5. Let's go easier. Lightsaber. Hilts.
Ooh.
Or just lightsabers in general.
Because maybe it's like the.
You
combo.
Can take the combo of the color and the hilt.
Okay.
Literal crickets.
We can throw some out. Vader. Okay. We got the classic Luke.
Yep.
Right.
Classic Luke.
I guess Anakin's lightsaber. Luke's lightsaber.
Yep.
We got Vader's lightsaber.
Can we? If it's, it has to be a. If it's Ahsoka for me is pretty high.
I love Ahsoka.
And remember when Maul pulled out that dual.
The double blade.
Like, what
was
is
crazy.
Happening?
That's
the way
awesome.
He presented
the
it. Double
yeah.
blade. Oh my
goodness. The double blade for
Mace
sure.
Windu's the
Cal
only purple.
Can be the coolest. Where it's both
it's,
or
it's true.
Either. Like
Cal can go 2. Can go double. Man.
Well, I prefer
now
my.
Now he can go cross guard. I mean, he's got it all.
I prefer my Force users to fly like Mary Poppins. So give me a nice helicopter. give me a nice helicopter.
Awesome.
Helicopter Inquisitor Saber.
Temple Guard.
No. Temple Guard's cool.
Folds up.
Yeah.
Kind of like the Dark Rey vision.
True.
Where it flips out.
Kylo.
Kylo's.
Kylo.
You said those, right?
We talked
Kylo's
about
is cool.
We
it
talked
never really
about
was my favorite
the
cross guard idea. I get how they were trying to switch it up. I think it's cool, but
I like it because it feels out of control. It feels like
it does
it
feel
blow.
The actual light.
I will say the light,
is,
the flickering.
Is,
yeah.
Is this thing gonna blow?
The unsteady blade.
Yeah.
I thought you know with that being different that I was like oh okay that's.
Do
cool.
we like Dooku's little curved saber, or is it like yeah good for him?
I always thought it was.
It
kind of
feels like Voldemort's wand. Like,
yeah.
What are you doing?
It does.
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
He's got the elder wand.
This like, guy's rocking curved blades.
And now he's doing movies with Robert De Niro? Did you see, by the way? Did you see the trailer?
What's that?
The Maniscalco movie.
Robert did a voice in a movie, and now he's in a
yeah.
movie.
Yeah. He's playing.
He's playing himself.
He's playing
father.
Himself, and De Niro's playing Maniscalco's father.
Yeah.
So funny.
I love that Sebastian so Maniscalco in the movie
first
the
movie.
More famous.
Yeah.
Like, he is obviously so famous that he'll play Sebastian Maniscalco.
Exactly.
But Robert De Niro will not play Robert De Niro.
No. Oh! K-Town said Darksaber.
Oh, that's got to be in the top
five.
Darksaber.
I would say, yeah. I would put Ahsoka at the top. Maul would be up there for me. Darksaber would be up there. And then Vader. Luke.
Mean,
yeah.
Those would be my 5.
Yeah.
And then honorable mention. Kylo.
Yeah. You know which saber I've always liked? And this is more about just like the look of the hilt.
Darksaber?
No, I was going to say
Ahsoka?
Mace Windu's.
Saber. Oh. I don't know how familiar you guys are with the actual hilt, but it's
I've watched the movies.
Pretty sweet.
Next category. No, I'm just kidding.
I could say it's a good thing. No, it's one cool. hand. Oh,
yikes.
What about the green? We don't talk about Luke's green.
Mm-mm. True.
Or a little Qui-Gon?
A little Obi-Wan?
A little mini Yoda saber.
Obi-Wan. Obi-Wan. I always like Obi-Wans.
Obi-Wans? Obi-Wans.
The one I'm looking forward to the most, though. Coming soon. Grogu.
Yeah.
Make his own
Grogu.
Saber. Grogu gets his own saber.
Is he going to get a Beskar saber? Like a new Darksaber now that the Darksaber smashed?
That'd be awesome.
Now that it's smashed.
I like the way Rey's new one turns on.
Oh, that's cool, too.
A little side.
I actually do like Rey's saber. Cool. It's really cool, actually.
That is cool.
I like the look of it.
Yeah,
coming
cool.
off of
the staff.
The staff, yeah, it was cool.
I think they should make one that's like a lawnmower. You got a pull start.
I would love it.
Go back to George's idea of how powerful they were. They were heavy and stuff. That's so you got to rev it up to get it going.
Yeah, and a cable.
And that's the actual sound of it too. You're sounds swinging like this thing around.
It's the
sounds like a pod racer.
You got to plug it in. It's got a short battery.
Sorry, it's charging.
Next, we've got this is a great category I've been looking forward to. This is weirdest Star Wars characters and why are all five of them Bendu?
No. Before we move on, K-Town said he loves Palpatine's hilt. Palpatine does have a cool this silver and gold.
He does the little spinny
move.
And then you find out he has two of them.
Two Palpatines,
Clone
you mean?
Wars.
We found out.
Well, yeah,
his spinny move is a tad bit telegraphed.
We didn't mention
Can
his
we
screech.
Talk about most disappointing Jedi? Because it's all of the ones who get taken out before Mace goes, all right, forget this. Why'd I bring these bums with me?
That's my favorite bit. That's my favorite bit. All right, we're going to go take on Palpatine. Which of you have never fought anybody before?
So you have never fought?
Okay, you in the back. Okay, you can come. Me. You've done it before. Sit down. You've never fought anybody. Yep. Let's go. Let's go take on the most powerful being in the universe.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, guys. We're going through the door. You ready? Guys? Oh, guys?
Hey,
What are we doing?
Buddy.
I thought this was our training, Ramon.
He goes, hey, buddy. Hey, look. Hey, stay with me, bud. What happened?
He spun. He screeched. He screeched.
It's going to be okay. It's going to be okay.
We didn't have his screech, Palpatine screech, in the sounds.
Oh, we didn't have the
Palpatine screech.
Oh, yeah.
McClunky.
Can we do?
McClunky.
No.
That's actually
good. I've always loved, though, when he goes, rise. And now his voice is like
also,
a frog.
Have you noticed it's very Vader-esque? Like, it's totally edited.
Oh, yeah, it's the...
Oh, that's like the one time... It's like actually... The one line in this entire saga that's so strongly edited to make it sound...
Oh, man.
Oh.
Vader. And then also... It's like you're like...
Nothing left.
He's gone. I know a lot of people debate. I've heard people debating of whether or not... I don't know if it's a real debate, but I'd heard people ask because people ask whether or not Mace actually beat him. If Palpatine is
if he let it happen,
if this is Palpatine revealing his
like
truth,
he did Luke,
and because he's like, oh, I'm too weak. No,
like he could have turned that on a second ago,
like,
right?
Yeah. Also, what if Mace had just single-handedly destroyed Palpatine's whole plan right there, and like. Just killed him. He's too dangerous to be left alive.
Oh,
and then kills him.
Credits roll.
Luke kills him, Mace kills him, turns around, looks at the rest of the guys, and goes, well, I guess I didn't need to bring them.
Clearly not.
Yeah.
Man.
Oh, man.
All right, where can they find them? No, I'm just kidding.
What we got?
You want to do one more?
Let's do one more. Yeah, we'll do
Sabers
one
is good. Ships?
Sabers, ships.
Ooh, ships.
Have we talked about favorite
ships? We got to do that.
We got
TIE Fighter.
Sabers?
What are you going to say?
What were we saying?
What are we saying?
We did sabers. a couple that I had written down here. So you said plot holes. I had on here goofy / weird Star Wars moments.
I like that.
Yeah, that's good.
Because we also like, as much as we are big fans and positive fans.
Throw them in
Star
the
Wars,
chat, too. Start listening
we
to
We like
of
to make
goofy,
our little Star
Wars,
Wars jabs
Here's what
and
I,
little funny things.
What
it's
I love to do,
perfect.
I think probably what I love to do more than anything is point out all of the weaknesses and the plot holes in the originals.
Yeah.
Because we get those and we hold them to a standard that
I got one.
If we held the newest to the same standard, it wouldn't work.
Luke, and we love doing that because we also have established that the originals are also most of them are our favorites too. So
people
know we're not doing this in bad faith.
Not
this
at
is
all.
Just we are judging these on a different
curve,
a different criteria than we have for the
original. What makes me like Star Wars so much is that you come to embrace the goofiness of it.
Yeah.
Like, that's part of, like, I can't imagine Star Wars without having some of those things now. It's like part of, like, hey, what's that flashing?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's just, it is what it is.
All of the movies I love have that. Indiana Jones, they all have that stuff.
Yeah.
For
sure.
Back to the Future?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
we still, I mean, one of the best things, and I love Back to
McFly, your shoes on velvet.
Back to the Future
is top. It's just great.
Back to the Future is one of my all-time favorite movies. All-time favorite movies.
Since when did you become the physical type?
One of the big things there's
Griff, that the name
who
alone
is it
is.
Who does oh gosh, is it John Mulaney? Who does
John Mulaney?
I think it's John Mulaney who does warning, if you do look it up, I believe there's some language in the little, like, in the YouTube clip of it, but I think it's John Mulaney who talks about the pitch.
Yeah, I heard about this.
The pitch for Back to the Future, and he's it's so great because it's like he's like, you could see them. You could see him going, and he's like, "Oh, I got this great idea for a movie." And he starts talking about it, and they're like, "So we got this
high school kid.
Yeah, we got this high school kid. He thinks he's really smart, and he thinks he's really cool. He's kind of gets in trouble, shows up to school late, that type of thing. They're like, oh, and like the studio exec's like, rebel. Like, okay, like
'80s
movie. This is nice. Like, okay." And he's got a best friend. Oh, who's what is a jock, nerd? What are we Breakfast Club? Like, where are we? What is the? Well, he's a disgraced nuclear physicist. He's the high school kid's best friend. Is a
how old is he?
Disgraced. We don't know. He's either like 50 or 80.
He's either like 50 or 80. No idea.
And what are they trying to do? They're going. Oh, they're going back in
time.
What are they going? What are they doing?
And in case you really weren't sure how old he is, there's time travel.
Yeah, he says
exactly.
So
the big plot? But go back and kill Hitler.
Yeah, kill Hitler. Stop the assassination attempt.
What do they do?
Prevent World War II? What's going on? I'm embarrassed to say. We thought it'd be, it'd be interesting if he is hitting on his mom. Like, what?
What?
What is
that's what we're doing? Perfect.
All the things you can do with time travel?
They said, great.
Right.
We'll make three of them.
It's just so good.
And yet, Back to Future is incredible. I love Back to Future. But it's one of those that you do think, if I just look at some of the plot points in the most simplest form, I'm wondering how this got greenlit. What was the thing that's like, oh, I love that.
I think
that.
It'll hit.
That's crazy. Yeah.
It's a treatment. You're like, is this it? That's
disgrace
what we're
nuclear
doing?
Physicist.
Really?
So okay. Great. K-Town said the scene when Grogu gets the droid, and he's just like, no.
That's a funny one. That's a goofy one.
Yes. Yes. We just has the Taika button.
The Taika
button. No.
Taika button.
No.
It's Taika. He starts hitting the wrong Taika buttons, and now he's talking about the Hitler Youth. Whoa.
Hey.
Now it's all of a sudden
boys,
officially Jar Jar Rabbit.
Hey, boys. Hey, boys. It's just a Korg.
Not like a regular circle. It's more like a freaky circle.
Are we doing goopy?
We're doing
goopy,
goopy. Poke fun at moments, maybe. Like you said, weak. Would say weak moments.
Yeah, how do you not put Tashi Station towards
the power converters?
You can waste time with your friends later. I just picture him kicking rocks.
I know. He goes up to one of the most iconic scenes in all of Star Wars as he looks off into the Twin Suns. But right before that, you forget that
he's kicking rocks.
Kicking rocks as he walks up
kick
there.
Kick rocks, Luke.
Look.
And what about that one? Luke. What are you trying to pull on us?
What about that blue one?
It's only one more season.
I'm actually from Queens. What about that blue one over there? Give me the blue one, and give me one of them red ones, and maybe that yellow one
next year.
That's what I need you the most.
That's what I need you.
Oh, it's only one more season.
It's only one more season.
Like, hire an adult.
It's just a big tank left.
Yes, yes.
Apparently, I'm going nowhere.
Apparently, going nowhere.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Okay. Tashi Station is pretty high up.
Tashi Station.
I would put Grogu. No. Oh, wasn't digging it.
I wasn't digging it.
Ice back. That, I don't know.
Ice back.
You could probably have a lot of those.
My tongue is numb. My tongue is numb. My tongue is numb.
I definitely think, I mean, there's a number. I think that as far as this is almost like weird, cringy moments, is definitely, there's a number of, in Attack of the Clones, a number of Anakin, Padme, where it's just like when you're watching, you're like,
Anakin, don't look at me like that. Proceeds to do it more intently.
Why?
Whatever you say, my lady.
Why? It very politely says, it makes me feel uncomfortable.
Right.
Sorry, my lady.
You cut the Padme's Time's Up shirt on.
I will marry you by the end of this movie.
I feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, that's... Right.
There's a
couple of those. You're like,
yeah.
Okay. And again, these are we want to point out, these are George
okay,
issues.
This is a good
directional
one.
Right, writing, right.
Directional things. This isn't Hayden going, I think we should do it like this. And George goes, oh, whatever, it's your film.
Faster and more intense.
K-Town's got a great one in the chat.
Oh, good.
Let's
hear
it.
I don't like Save sand. Us.
Oh, that's a great one.
I don't like sand.
It's coarse and rough.
It's coarse and rough and irritating.
And it gets everywhere.
It gets everywhere.
Master.
Master.
It's everywhere, master.
Every line is my master.
My master.
That's a good one.
Sorry, master.
And a bad one.
I'm sorry, master, but my voice has dropped since we last met.
And I'm sorry, master.
Also, they didn't really de-age me that well.
Also, we look way older than we ever have.
Way older. They didn't even try with the wrinkles.
Even Obi-Wan looked.
What about the Han movie?
Hairline back a full inch. Or two.
That's. I feel like that's a simple thing to fix.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just not.
What's funny is when I watched it, I actually thought, oh, maybe they didn't de-age him. And then like a couple of scenes, a couple of angles, like, oh, yeah, they did. It's just
budget.
It's just definitely. I love the scene though.
It is a great scene.
The Han moment.
Yeah.
And hurry up, will you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Tap, hurry up.
Yeah, tap.
Tap, tap.
Tell him to tell him. Hurry up.
There's, I mean, there's a number I think
I got to go with, we love the movie, but
yeah,
the scene with Luke and Rey.
I don't love it.
That's the force.
It. That's the force.
Can you feel it?
Oh,
you can feel
yeah.
it? That's it.
Oh, you meant like reach out like
yeah,
yes.
yeah. Not my yeah. favorite.
Yeah. I right when she's like, yeah. Oh, you meant, yeah.
But again.
Oh, I feel it. That's it.
There is no perfect movie.
No. That's just an example.
The Godfather's
though.
Got some stuff like that. Like
I was watching The Godfather the other night. Actually, yeah. I was watching Godfather Part 2.
Not my favorite.
Was, yeah. Definitely.
Are we going to rank them or we just keep throwing out? Because we could.
Yeah, there's a
lot. I would say, to me.
There's a lot.
To me, Tashi Station feels like.
Tashi Station.
One.
Is yeah, that's up there.
Definitely, as far as. Plot holes or like wrote themselves into.
Why
definitely,
do they do that? Yeah,
there's always a bigger fish.
Yeah,
or
there's some.
You were banished because you were clumsy.
Yeah. She seems to be on top of things.
That's
that's
that was hard.
Yeah.
What about like they're fighting for their lives?
Where's Padme?
Oh, this is my! This is
such
a drag.
Yeah,
that's maybe the low of the whole movie for. Maybe the whole franchise is when they keep cutting
he's
back.
Saying this
when
is
they
the
keep cutting
part.
Back to. I think it is when they keep cutting back to 3PO, and each one is like a worst pun joke. And again, it doesn't ruin the movie for me.
Him
right.
just
but,
getting smacked.
But in a series of movies that I absolutely adore, I think that might be the low moment for me, because it continues. It's one thing. It's like, oh, the Luke thing that I didn't like with Rey. I was like, oh, not my funniest or not. I don't even necessarily
love. Not my
love.
Funniest moment.
Yeah.
Forgot I wrote that.
What'd you say? That's the funniest.
That's not my funniest moment.
Not my funniest moment. I don't love the.
Not my kid.
A message for his about his mother or for his mother. Even like that felt like it didn't feel very Star Wars. It felt kind of like a real world. It felt like a Guardians of the Galaxy joke.
Yeah.
Which feels different than Star Wars than your mama jokes.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't like that.
It didn't take me out of the scene. I actually love that opening scene.
Right.
There's
another one. I'm the spy.
Oh, I was rewatching that on TV.
Spy.
I was watching
not
that on
my
TV.
Favorite part.
And I think that that's another one that the delivery, or not the execution of it. And I'm a big JJ guy.
I knew it.
Yeah, I knew it. And they're like, no, you didn't. I'm like, what is this bit?
What is happening? This is supposed to be a serious
he
moment.
He did get, I'm the spy. And they go, what?
I knew it.
I knew it.
I'm surprised, but also I'm trying to tell you that I knew
there's
it.
Also this weird pause in between. What?
I knew it.
And I'm like, what comedy is
How
this?
How did you know it?
It's like an SNL skit.
It's an odd one in Rise of Skywalker.
Yeah.
But, yeah, again, we don't say this to be negative.
Fun.
We just want to say that while there's moments, I've got probably more. I mean, there's tons in the original trilogy,
mm-hmm.
as far as an odd. I mean, how about Luke scratching Chewie like he's a mutt?
Right.
Yeah, I was thinking about that too.
Like they couldn't decide. He's kicking his leg.
I love.
But I imagine he does.
I love how we bring up this moment all the time about how Chewie's getting scratched, and I think it's totally skewed my perspective of what actually happened in that moment.
I know.
Because I went back and watched it, and I thought. That's not actually as bad as I remember, but every time we bring it up, now we exaggerate it so much. He's kicking his leg. He's on his. He's on the ground getting his belly rubbed.
He's kicking the leg.
Somebody has a towel that's wagging all of a sudden.
I went back and it was really. It's so great because it's enough.
Where's our co-pilot? He's on the ground rolling.
It's
around.
Enough that you see it and you recognize. Oh, that's weird. That wasn't nearly as bad as I feel like we make it, which is why it's so great.
It's so good.
I'm now imagining the scene from Young Frankenstein. He's doing the dance. He's like, walk heel to toe.
He's giving him treats.
Like Han's throwing Scooby snacks to Chewie.
Button on the red.
Chewie, punch it.
Chewie, come here. I mean, it's not impossible. I used to my T-16. That's
weird moments.
That's one of the great Family Guy. I haven't even watched that much Family Guy.
Oh,
that's
hilarious.
A Family Guy.
That's impossible, even for a computer.
We didn't mention this.
It's not impossible. You said Bullseye Rompets by T-16 back home. There's not bigger than 3 meters. I'm just sitting there, and all of a sudden he goes, in this Family Guy thing, the guy turns and goes, can I talk to you for a second?
I have a word.
He pulls him aside, and he's like, yeah, sure, what's up? What happened back there? Like, what do you mean? Well, you just totally sandbagged me in front of what? Oh, I sandbagged you?
I sandbagged you?
Yeah, I'll see you out there.
What? No,
you
totally
have a nice rebellion, you jerk. And
he walks out.
Rebellion. What? Have a nice rebellion, you jerk. He storms off.
Guys, we didn't even mention this moment.
Luke comments and has nothing for him, though.
Han speaking Wookiee.
I mean, honestly, Han Solo is not my favorite moment either.
I speak a little.
Yeah, I don't speak a little. One of my favorite moments is not the Imperial naming Han Solo.
Yeah.
But that wasn't more of a, that wasn't as much as like a goofy, but more. Just,
well, no, remember, we're talking just
why?
Maybe a weak moment.
Like a why moment?
Yeah, like,
why?
I really need
this has turned from Star Wars ranked to Star Wars complained.
No.
We would
how
never.
About
okay.
What is she proposing?
I love that moment.
That's a great. That's like a McClunky. That's like a what was
Tony,
the.
Shut
what
the
was,
kid up in the back.
We're
having a meeting.
I'm imagining.
It seemed like an extra that was like, I'm going to get a line in, whether they let me or not.
God, who said that? I think it was great.
Yeah.
Okay, leave it in.
Keep it.
Quick, we're over budget. Let's go. We got it already over. I'm just imagining someone in the back going.
Speaking pay.
I'm imagining someone in the back. They've been like, shh, sit down. Don't.
What?
What is she proposing? He just can't help it.
Just
like, what is
out.
That explosion? I can't help it.
But okay, let's make him wrecker in the next show.
Oh, man.
Best Ben Mendelsohn. That's it. I just love Ben Mendelsohn.
Oh,
top
Mendelsohn.
Five Ben Mendelsohn moments. You can go from Ready Player One.
Ben Mendelsohn.
Or
you stand on my achievement.
We should have done like Best Imperial Officer or something like that.
True. Any other ones to finish us off here?
One final rank, you mean, or one final moment?
Final rank.
One final rank.
One last.
One
time.
Rank to rule them all.
One. One rank.
This is the one rank.
All.
Dark Lord Sauron.
Oh, you said ships.
Ships.
Yeah, let's do ships.
We can rattle
that's
off some
one.
Ships real this quick. Throw some out there.
Let's throw some out there.
TIE Fighter, Falcon.
Whoa.
Falcon. Slave One.
Oh, wait, I didn't get a shot of that. There we go. Okay. And we're back.
And we're back.
TIE Fighter is TIE up Fighter. There.
Falcon.
Did I share that I was never a Falcon fan?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. You know, I...
But we'll edit that out.
Yeah. We can't have that going around on social media.
Let that out.
I love the...
I'm a symmetry guy. Call me Wes Anderson Jr. I just like things to see, like...
I agree, honestly. Cool. I always thought the Falcon was cool, but it was never like I like Slave One. I like the idea of Slave One. It always felt like it was just flying
and
vertical
a cool
like that.
Looking
I was
ship.
Like, oh, that's sweet.
I like...
I just love the TIE Fighter, too, because it's like the wings make no sense, but we accept it.
Star Destroyer.
Star Destroyer?
That first scene.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
Where you're, Star Destroyer. You just see just the size of it. I thought it was always...
I think Corellian Corvette is my least favorite.
Yeah.
X-Wings.
X-Wings? Yes.
A little N1. I like the N1, Naboo.
I think one of my favorite X-Wing moments is in Force
X-Wing
Awakens.
X-Wing is...
Yes.
Flying across the water.
It's amazing.
And obviously Trench Run with
X-Wings. X-Wings.
Yeah.
TIE Fighters are cool.
TIE Fighters, excellent.
We had to rank them. Do you have a TIE Fighter series that you like the best? Straight up, Interceptor.
Like Vader's, yeah.
Ooh, I think just...
Silencer.
Honestly, like the straight up with the classic straight vertical wings we got there, I think. I always like those better than kind of the Vader curved.
Do you think they named them TIE Fighters because they...
Like a bow tie?
Yeah. I always thought they did, but then it's...
Oh, maybe.
It's twin ion engine, but...
You think George thought of that?
That came later.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of like the...
like Gungans fight the robots.
Two ion engines.
Yeah. So you cut down these like butter.
Like butter. These are the droids. But I always thought it was because they look like bow ties. But
yeah.
I like it.
That's a good theory.
I think...
I mean, he did say X-Wings look like X's, so I think you're onto something. Yeah. Y-Wings.
Attack position. Y-Wings were never my favorite. A-Wings were never my favorite.
Nope.
They're
fine. The Ghost.
Oh, that's
Ghost
a good ship.
Cool.
We've got the...
That's a good ship.
Man.
I got to go with TIE Fighter from my childhood. That would
Land
be
Speeder.
My number one.
Nah. Spaceships, I guess we're going with.
Yeah, but it's spaceships. I like the... Star Destroyer, TIE Fighter, that's a tough one, but they're different. I think
Slave One. I love Slave One.
Yeah, that's a cool show.
Nate knows this reference. I like the Colossus.
The Colossus.
Resistance. It's like a planet
planet.
Like an entire thing just lifts up and starts moving. You're like, whoa, this whole thing moves.
Moving the Colossus.
It was a base. It was a whole base.
It was a whole base. A whole civilization living on
it. Like, oh, we're flooding. Let's lift up and fly away. Like, I didn't know that.
We can
move
do
the
that?
Whole ground. They live here.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
Colossus is.
We got our ships right here.
Yes,
true.
I do. I've always liked the classic little land speeder.
Yeah, I think Slave One, TIE Fighter.
Slave One's top five. I
like the shuttle.
Tiberian shuttle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I've always thought they look cool.
Those are cool.
Yeah, those are cool.
What about?
Go ahead.
I know what you're gonna say.
You know what I'm going to say?
Yeah.
I do, too.
No, you don't.
I know exactly what you're going to say.
Say it. Watch. You say it, and I'll say it right after you.
Okay, yeah. Say it right after me.
1, 2, 3. Bo-Katan.
Oh, no.
Oh. Bo-Katan is my favorite.
I will say. Yeah, that's
what
I was going
to
say.
The wings that go straight up, and they land, and they come down, and they...
I was thinking the Naboo ship.
Oh, the N1?
Mm-hmm. No, not the N1.
Oh.
You're talking about the one
we got the flashback with, Padme ship.
Yeah,
the silver one.
The silver... Yeah, like that. All chromed out.
You know, Maul's is similar, but...
Yeah. True.
Kind of cool.
No, I think... Oh, guys, Kylo's.
Kylo's ship.
Yeah.
This is cool.
That's cool.
This does the sideways thing. They did the sideways.
I like...
Yeah.
I like the... what are they? The Bungas? What is it? What's the... Boss Nass in their... They're going, there's always a bigger fish. Give me that underwater.
Like, it almost looks
bongo.
Like the tentacles spinning in the back.
Yeah.
No, I actually don't really like that one.
Yeah. No,
it's
now that you say that.
The pod race.
If we put those in there, land.
Could you take off and go into space in a pod race? I don't know.
Apparently. No. And he tried.
Quadranero!
He did. This went straight up.
Oh, little Skywalker, stop.
Come loose, Quadranero.
It's Skywalker.
I don't care what planet you're from. That's got to hurt.
That's so good.
He says it with two heads.
I love Boba. Or that was great. Java starts it by spitting a baby frog into a gong.
Yes.
And then it cuts later and he just flicks him off. That's just because awesome.
He's
bad.
He's falling asleep.
Oh, my God, my bookie.
You're throwing away a fortune. You're passing up a fortune, Java.
Han, my bookie. I need to place another bet. But he's calling him his bookie.
Right.
And he's like,
okay, hold on a minute.
So,
TIE
Fighters, X-Wings, Star Destroyers.
Star Destroyers, Slave One.
Slave One.
Falcon. You got to put it in there. Falcon.
Yeah.
It's not my favorite, but,
yeah.
You know.
Also, can we all say that we all love pronouncing it as the Falcon?
Falcon.
Millennium Falcon.
I never heard of
Millennium Chewie. Falcon. We're home.
Get her out on the Falcon.
It was 12.
Yes. 14.
What was the second time? That piece of junk?
Kill that.
When did Harrison, when did he turn into Fredrickson? You know, Carl Fredrickson. Somewhere along the line.
Get off my lawn, kid.
Like, that's.
Tell that to Conja Club.
Tell that to Conja Club.
I never made a deal with Conja Club. You can't trust those little freaks.
Freaks. I was like, how'd that line get in there?
That was lucky. I like that line.
Yeah, that was lucky.
That was lucky.
How did you know?
Lucky.
How? Because I bypass the compressor. Like, that's all teeth. I love it.
Some move milker put a compressor on
milker. That's a great
favorite
one.
Insult.
Scruffy looking nerf herder. We can do Star Wars isms.
That's a skank in this goodbye.
Star Wars listed.
Star Wars colloquialisms.
My least favorite moment in all of Star Wars.
That's a real skank.
When Cara Dune's gun is jammed.
I love skanking.
Oh my gosh, I hated that.
When she's hitting her.
On my rewatch, I was like, what'd she say every Star Wars ism in the last 5 seconds?
Well, what was the Doc Brown? What was his? That's like calling the.
Oh, there's a lot calling the
Skiffler,
the Quackter calling the
Quackter
calling the Stifling Slimy or something.
Isn't that calling the Stifling? Isn't that calling the Stifling Slimy?
Wasn't that the Quackter calling the
Isn't that not the Quackter calling the Stifling Slimy?
Yes.
Isn't that not the Quackter calling the Stifling Slimy?
That produces a pejorative term.
I love it.
Great Scott, Marty.
1.21.
Whoa, Doc, you telling me that...
Doc,
you telling me you made battle droids and you set them off on people? Did you rip that off?
Of course. Reagan,
the actor.
You telling me you're still working for Dooku after he's been gone for years?
Whoa, Doc, you telling me... is nuclear?
Welcome to the Back to the Future podcast.
You're telling me
we lost it.
Dooku was right.
And I didn't notice. I've never noticed how much in common Michael J. Fox has in common with Sebastian Maniscalco.
This guy comes up to Count Dooku.
Sebastian. He's like, cuts off
his hands. In front of the guy's master? You're like, what are you
so
doing?
Busy.
Palpatine! Your shoes on felt!
Palpatine. Wait, I'm looking at Palpatine with Velcro shoes. His little sandals.
I love it.
Put it together.
Oh my gosh.
Do it.
I love
Tie my shoes.
Right.
Do it. Fasten my shoes. What could you offer me? Velcro shoes. More.
He just goes like this.
He's bitter.
I want to see a cutscene of Palpatine going like this. Just force Velcros.
He's got Velcros added. One strap. And Kyle looks at him and goes, More. Another strap. More.
I know what I have to do.
No, I picture him at Subway. We should do all kinds of Kylo's. Kylo cuts.
Kylo cuts. Oh my gosh.
You want some green pepper?
More. Sir.
Mr. M, would you care for sprinkles on your ice cream? Yeah.
More. Tell us when.
He won't drop them. No, you're still holding on.
The best would be the Olive Garden.
It's awesome.
Some cracked pepper on your salad? Yeah.
More.
Parmesan cheese? More.
They're grating the cheese. The guy's poor hand's getting cut. He's grating his cheese. It's just piling up. More.
Okay.
There's nothing left. Right. More.
Nate.
Bring in a consultant. Where they're going to tell us the first thing.
All right,
thing
yeah, we
got to
end. If you haven't clicked away by now, why haven't you?
no, Leah, let us know in the comments what possibly
if you're
you.
Still watching, Hobby. Don't forget to like the video, subscribe to the channel, and smash the notification bell, would
real
you?
Sir. Or else, hey. It was Sebastian's father. Real I'm sir. Going to get you. I see
you.
This is Sebastian's father. You, I see you. Going to break your legs. And then gonna cut off your hands with the lightsaber. All right. Okay, I don't know. We lost.
Hey,
it.
Smash the notification bell. Thanks for tuning
every
in.
Every time now, I want to smash it.
Thanks for tuning in. We'll catch you guys in the next one. And as always, may the Force be with you.
Good, Anakin. Good. Kill him. Kill him now.
If you made it this far and you enjoyed that episode, don't forget to like, subscribe, and tell a friend about us here at Star Wars Guys. Your support is much appreciated, and it never goes unnoticed. We'll see you all in the next episode.